Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 238 for Monday, January 25th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was narrowly mixed at Monday's close in choppy two-sided activity. Canola was down 10 cents to up $2. The nearby March contract down a dime at $4.81.60 per ton. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, which was down by nearly half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart today, did account for most of the buying interest throughout the session. The softer currency makes exports more attractive, with China said to have made some purchases recently. A lack of significant farmer selling was also supportive, and from a chart standpoint, canola is trading right around a number of major moving averages. But losses in Chicago soy oil did put some pressure on canola throughout the day. Softness in the outside equity and energy markets also weighed on values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were both higher, while corn held closer to unchanged. Soybeans up 4 to 7 cents, the March contract up 4 at $8.80 per bushel. Soybeans had started the day on the defensive, but managed to move up as advances in soy meal pulled beans up as well. Losses in crude oil, a firm U.S. dollar, and improving South American production prospects also accounted for much of the early declines in beans, but there is still more than enough uncertainty over the size of the crops in Brazil and Argentina to keep some support under the market. And soybeans also uncovered chart support, with the most active March contract trading right around the $8.70 per bushel mark before correcting higher. Corn was trading within a penny of unchanged, the March contract down a half cent at 369 and three quarters per bushel. While short covering was somewhat supportive for corn, it was hard pressed to move above unchanged, with the losses in crude oil today especially bearish for the ethanol-linked grain. Wheat was up 3 to 8 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 5 at 481 per bushel. Ideas that Russia may be looking to slow its export pace accounted for some of the strength in the U.S. futures, as Russia had been a major competitor in the global markets this year. Cold temperatures in the Black Sea winter wheat growing regions, reports of a possible increase in demand from Egypt, and production concerns out of India were also supportive, although ample world wheat supplies for the time being does remain bearish in the background. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, January 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.